To build something new for you. Well, this can also be said as a new day as for, you know, a motivation for you to open your mind, to open your heart maybe for a new spirit, for a new target that you want to achieve research. And today with number 5 all, I hope that all of you are fine, and today can be your goodness and can give you much benefit and willful profit. And today has first May, and it's also commemorated as International Labor Day. Now let's start our program with our news. That the implementation of the Skol Hakeup or People's School program at 553 locations must be carefully planned and precisely targeted. Skol Hakeup is a free education initiative launched by the government to improve access to education and reduce poverty. Minister of Social Affairs Saiful Yusuf said at the presidential press conference in Jakarta on Wednesday that the president has instructed the ministry to ensure that the 53 Skol Hakeup sites are prepared with careful planning. Indonesia's House of Representatives will begin discussions on the Domestic Workers Protection Bill ahead of International Labor Day. The House Deputy Speaker Sumi Dasko Ahmad, following a meeting with trade union representatives and the parliamentary complex in Jakarta on the state, conveyed that this is a gift from the House to the workforce. He noted that the House Speaker, Puan Maharani, and other parliamentary leaders have approved further deliberation of the bill. That's the news.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, are you traveling right now?
Well, I mean, in this case, yeah, we know that traveling is important, yeah, for us, yeah, to relax our mind and even to reduce our fatigue, maybe. And even it can also make us feel cheerful by traveling when you're from one place or one area to another area. But in this case, maybe when you are in Indonesia, when you would like to travel from one province into another province, and even from one city into another city, as well as maybe from one destination tourism into another tourism destination, this is also important for you to relax your mind and even to, at least, it can also to get out your, yeah, I mean, get out about your, you know, your busy activities here in this case, to out from hustle bustle of the cities. Well, I mean, listeners, you know that when you would like to, you know, travel from one city into another city, at least from one province into another province, you must also know about the weather forecast. Yes, the weather forecast can be your guide to know about, yeah, at least this can also give you such better preparation before you leave your area, I mean, or your home from the city into another city. Yes, I would like to, I mean, related to this, I would like to share about the weather forecast. It is from some cities in Indonesia, especially for today. I would like to start from the city of Jayapura. The city is forecast rainy with temperature 22 up to 32 degrees Celsius. Next, we go to Merauke. Merauke is also forecast rainy with temperature 22 up to 32 degrees Celsius. Next, we fly to Ambon City. The city is forecast cloudy with temperature 33 up to 30 degrees Celsius. Next, we move to Makassar in South Sulawesi. The city is forecast light rain with temperature 23 up to 31 degrees Celsius. And we fly to Mataram City. The city is forecast cloudy with temperature 21 up to 30 degrees Celsius. What about, here it is. Next, we go to another city here. From, what's that? Here it is. Yes, from Palangkaraya. Yes, the city is forecast rainy with temperature 22 up to 33 degrees Celsius. What about Pontianak in West Kalimantan? The city is forecast cloudy with temperature 24 up to 31 degrees Celsius. We go to some cities in Java Island. The city from Surabaya, it is forecast hot cloudy with temperature 24 up to 34 degrees Celsius. Next, we go to Semarang. Semarang is forecast cloudy with temperature 21 up to 35 degrees Celsius. What about Bandung? Bandung is forecast, here, Bandung is forecast cloudy with temperature 16 up to 29 degrees Celsius. And then we go to Sumatra Island. From Medan, the city is forecast rainy with temperature 23 up to 31 degrees Celsius. And then finally, the last is we fly to Banda Aceh City. The city is forecast cloudy with temperature 24 up to 31 degrees Celsius. Well, listener, whatever the weather forecast, I mean, at least just make sure that you are in fit condition, you are in healthy condition, I mean, and then I hope that you are able to enjoy your life, your traveling today, and I hope that when you are traveling, I hope that you are able to arrive at your destination safely.
Internet quota. But his father, mother, brother, Thank you.
Remember, this must be carried out, it must be done by yourself, wholeheartedly. Yes, and even this also must be done, and this is required, sir, because this can also give you such, you know, wonderful profit. This can also provide you such motivation in order to be able to materialize about your target. Well, this is not time for me to share the information. Still related to, BRICS, Indonesia's Foreign Minister Sugiono has emphasized that the BRICS must take a more active and constructive approach in pushing for peace and defending multilateral norms. According to a statement, the ministry stated that Minister Sugiono deplored the worsening situation in the Gaza Strip due to Israeli aggression, proving the failure of the global community in enforcing international humanitarian laws equally. He said that unchecked unilateral actions and international law violations may deepen distrust and inequality among countries. Therefore, the minister urged all parties to respect the rulings and warrants of the International Court of Justice.
Thank you. Give you another musical train of Hasapi Dua and Hasapi Indie.